Hey Peter, this is Catherine, and we are here to talk about bankruptcy as we do every month with you. So I'm ready to jump into it. These questions get better and better, and I learn so much in each session, and obviously our listeners do too, and then they have more questions. So welcome back.
Well, thank you, Catherine. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. I look forward to our call.
Listen, our first question here is, what can my creditor do to me if I don't file bankruptcy?
Okay, so they have lots of options available to them. They can generally, what they're going to do though is they'll put a collection agency on you and hound you. So obviously, your phone's going to ring and they'll send you all kinds of letters. But more aggressively, they can file a lawsuit against you in the state court. Most likely, if it was a credit card application, you'd have signed an application saying you promised to pay. And with that application and your signature, it allows them to file a lawsuit against you in state court. And if they do that, then they can do things like garnish your wages. They can attach your bank account. They have options available to them to collect if you don't pay. So those actions would happen in your state court, local court. But a bankruptcy would stop all that, even if they've already started the process. So no matter how far into that process they are, the bankruptcy would put a stop to it.
Okay. What about, can't I just wait 7 years for my creditors to just go away? And this question, I was like, well, you know, can't you? You know, as I'm looking over what's being sent to me to ask you, because I've heard that. I don't know how much truth is in that. I don't know really where that originated. Some people say in the Bible. But is that an option, just to wait 7 years and the creditors aren't supposed to call you anymore?
Okay, so as far as that goes, it depends on what kind of agreement you have. If you sign a promissory note, which is a promise to pay, it can go longer than 6 years. It'd be 6 years, not seven. But essentially, basic other contract debt, like credit card debt, medical bills, utility bills, and the like, the rule is 6 years, but during that six-year period, you cannot have made a payment. So even if you'd paid, you know, $10 towards your debt at any time during that 6 years, then the 6 years would restart. So if you've gone 5 years and 364 days and you paid $10 on it, then you'd start the 6 years rolling again. You want to make sure if you're going to do that, that you don't pay anything towards it, because by making a payment towards it, then that would start the process again.
Okay. All right. What if I file bankruptcy but a creditor contacts me anyway?
Well, that's against the law. Okay. So what would happen was if that would occur, you'd contact your bankruptcy attorney, and he would get the court involved, the bankruptcy court, and the judge in assigned to the case would have an interest in that. I can say that it doesn't normally happen. It would be rare. And it's mostly for creditors that aren't your institutional creditors like MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or banks. They're essentially individuals that may have been listed in the case. So let's say you're a builder and you owed the painter and the foundation guy and the plumber money. Then possibly those folks may violate what's called the automatic stay. Generally, your institutional creditors and your collection agencies take note of the bankruptcy filing, and they will not call you. There's quite a stiff penalty that can be assessed against them if they do continue to call, and so most of them have learned the hard way that you can't be contacting people after they filed.
So contacting my bankruptcy attorney would be the way to handle that, not me myself.
Exactly, right away. Mm-hmm. And he'll put it out of that right away. And the chances are they don't know. What happens a lot of times is that, let's say for a second, it's a MasterCard bill. You may mail your payment to one place, and the notice of the bankruptcy is sent to another place, and then the call comes from a third place. So sometimes internally it takes time for them to become aware that you filed. So generally that's what happens. But they have not received notice of the filing is why they call. But once they get their notice, then they generally stop.
Okay. So don't you go trying to handle it yourself and threatening anybody. Just call your bankruptcy attorney and, continue to go through your process. I think about all the times that I've ever had a bill collector call me. It's stressful. It feels stressful, and you don't like it. And you feel like you're underwater, and you just want help. And if you've gone to get help, going to get a bankruptcy, your mind may automatically think, I knew this was a scam. It doesn't work. So I think this is a very good question here, because people now have the reassurance, wait a minute, there is a process. Just because I filed doesn't mean everybody has the information yet. And it does take a while. If we think, we step back and not be emotional. We step back and just take a little while for everyone to get up to date. Think of any notice you've ever gotten, and they said, you know, 30 days from now, we're going to be making some changes. And you may have not opened that letter until, you know, the 29th day, but they did send a notice. Everyone just isn't getting the information at the same time. So extend some grace, because during bankruptcy, we're expecting grace as well, because we're looking for a fresh start. We want to just get back on our feet. And we understand the frustration that you're going through, but we have Attorney Daigle here to help you to navigate through these things so that you're not getting yourself, you know, more frustrated. Because I could just imagine someone saying, I'm going to have my attorney, you know, on you. There's no need to do that. Just call your attorney and let them know what happened, and they will take care of it. Now, if it doesn't stop after that.
Well, the attorney would bring it to the attention of the judge, and that would be the end of it. It happens occasionally. We probably once a year, and we do hundreds of filings, we'll have a problem with a creditor, but and the judge will sanction them, you know, judgment fee. So it'll be in the thousands of dollars, too, so they'll get woken up to the fact that that was.
They will understand.
Yeah,
okay.
Like I've seen them as high as $250,000 getting sanctioned.
Ooh,
so against Bank of America.
Okay.
So
very expensive lesson to learn. Okay. Well, here we are, and you have the reassurance. And I think what a lot of people would like in life is to have someone to have their back, to have, you know, to be on their side. And we've talked about, you know, bankruptcy before. It's not this bad thing. It's something to help you. So to know that you have someone that has your back, I think that's some reassurance. And, you know, it's very emotional. It's very emotional when you feel like you failed. And bankruptcy is a way to help, you know, reinstate your self-esteem and get you back, you know, on the right track so that you can do better than you did before. That's an excellent question. Is it true there are companies who can wipe out debt without me having to file bankruptcy? I see these signs as I go driving around my city, you know, whether it's credit repair or wipe this out. And I always wondered about that. So that's actually my question. I saw that one while driving. And I said, what is to these signs, you know?
Well, that's my
question.
No, the answer is no. I mean, and, you know, these companies are not attorneys also. A lot of times they're out-of-state companies, so they can go ahead and, you know, violate, you know, state laws and not so concerned because they're not from around here. But there's no way to legally discharge debt other than a bankruptcy. And, you know, they may be able to settle the debt for you, but you'd have to come up with money to pay a settlement. You know, you can settle most debts anywhere between 20% and 80% of what you owe, but that would require you to pay it, you know, immediately. And from folks that are having trouble paying their bills, coming up with money to pay for debt settlement, it's difficult. And a lot of times you've got more than one creditor that's out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the credit could be an easy one to take care of that's bothering, but then all of a sudden a week or two later somebody else shows up and then it's impossible to get rid of. Meanwhile, you've spent your money trying to, you know, settling somebody. But
not handling the whole problem.
Exactly.
Picking the
pieces
apart.
Like putting a Band-Aid on one little cut, you know.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. Want to definitely heal the situation. Attorney Daigle, I want to say thank you, and I believe we got all of our questions. This was really good.
Did we answer fully about the credit sold to a collection agency? I just want to make sure you've got that. You may have been looking for an answer on that one. I'll have to fully answer that one.
I think you did.
Okay, so you got on that.
No. We did. Uh-oh. Audience members, you were going to smack my wrist. I didn't get the one about the collection agency. So what if a creditor sold my account to a collection agency who was not included in the bankruptcy and they contact me?
Uh-huh.
I did not ask that one. I was like, that was fast. I wasn't ready to go yet. Could you tell?
No, you jumped in the gun. I did. Pump those
Shame
brakes. Hit those brakes a little, right? Tap them brakes.
Absolutely.
All right. So it's basically on that, it's really the underlying debt is what we generally list on the bankruptcy petition. So let's say for a second it was a MasterCard bill and then you didn't pay it and It was given to a collection agency. We generally list the original debt itself, but as a courtesy, we will list the collection agency so they know contact you in the future. But as a matter of principle, we usually will list the underlying debt because that's what will appear on the credit report. But it doesn't matter. If the company is sold, if the account is sold two or three times, which we see a lot of times, as long as the original debt is listed, then the debt is discharged in bankruptcy. So a lot of times what it is just making sure that you list the collection agency on the bankruptcy schedules and they'll get a notice. If you don't, we are out, and the attorney should be able to send a copy of it, the filing to the credit, you know, to whoever the collection agency is that's continuing to call you.
Okay. That's good to know, because I was thinking when I got this question, one, it's a good question, but then I was thinking, does it make it new? Like, it didn't exist before, so now this new person popped up. So you're saying that it's been sold, but it's really the same creditor? Did I understand right?
Right, yes. In other words, but generally your credit report will list the underlying debt and not the collection agency, and so that's where we start, is with the credit reports and the public records search.
Okay. All right, now we actually have gone through our questions for this month. I felt like it went fast. Okay, so we got all of our questions. Attorney Daigle, let people know how to get in touch with you and how they can get a copy of your free book.
Sure, okay. So the best way to access the free book is to go to our website, and it's www.daigelelawoffice.com. And you can order from the website. If you'd like to speak to me directly, my phone number is 508-771-7444, 508-771-7444, and I'd love to speak to you.
Awesome. Until next month, have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Catherine. Bye-bye now.